This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So Wemkin's social media, Wemkin.com, did a poll, and the question was asked of the 8.5 million users on Wemkin, or members, I should say, would you vote for Donald Trump if he went to prison? And 96% of the people said they would still vote for Trump if he went to prison. Wouldn't that be cool to have Donald Trump? I mean, I wouldn't, but he doesn't deserve to go to prison, but wouldn't it be interesting if he went to prison and we voted for him and he won and he was a shot caller from behind bars? Talk about a made-for-Hollywood movie. Donald Trump having meetings, you know, Secret Service around his prison stuff. Okay, listen, guys, we're going to be building that wall. The ramifications are amazing, but the reason why I bring this up is it brings up an interesting point. Would you still support Donald Trump if they put him in prison? Now, I know that's a loaded question because there'd be another, you know, there'd probably have to be. I'm saying if he's the Republican candidate, not like if it's in a primary and you have to vote for somebody because it's not going to be in prison, because you probably wouldn't at that point. But let's say he's the guy. And it's between Donald Trump in prison and Joe Biden out of prison. Or pick your leftist. What would you do? Is there anything that could change your mind? You know, is there a leftist that you would go, yeah, with Trump in prison, I'd accept this leftist to run the government, you know, even though they've erroneously and illegally put Trump in prison? I got to tell you, I would vote for Trump. 100%. And I'm going to make you a bet. We could do it unofficially. Maybe we should have you guys go to Wemkin.com and vote on it, or I can get you the link, put it on our website. But I firmly believe that if given the choice, most conservatives would vote for Donald Trump. Now, if you ask me would I vote for Ron DeSantis if he were arrested, I like Governor DeSantis. I've been with him. He's a nice guy. I don't know his politics to the degree of his detractors. And I don't think he's nearly the guy that, you know, his public persona is. And I certainly don't trust him as much as I do Donald Trump. But I like him. But I wouldn't vote for him if he were in prison. Now, okay, qualified. If he were in prison and, again, it were the only person I could vote against, you know, in other words, if it were Joe Biden, I'd vote for DeSantis in prison. But I would vote for the devil in prison over DeSantis. Over Biden. So that doesn't really qualify. Or does it? See what I mean? I mean, it's an interesting query when you think about, well, what is my undying support of Trump? So here's what I can tell you. If you were to have me rate my undying support of Trump, DeSantis, Josh Hawley, whatever, name another Republican, my undying support of Trump is probably a 9. My undying support of DeSantis is probably a 5. Hawley, a 6. You know, they all be on the continuum, but Trump would be a 9, which is practically, that's the highest it would go. There is no 10, right? And Lindsey Graham would be a 2 or a 1. Okay, you get what I'm saying? But, how would that impact? And what is your, and again, I'm no zealot. I want to make very clear, I don't care. I say this and people hear the show and they think, oh, Kevin's good. Man, you talk about Donald Trump. Blah, blah. I mean, okay, fine. I tell you guys all the time, I don't care what you think. But I know that there's a different feel that I have when I think about Trump in office. And when I think about everything that's been done to him, there's nobody that's been to war like Donald Trump. It's like following some military guy. You remember the movie Aliens where Wrigley, I think her name, Sigourney Weaver's character, asked the Marine who's leading the platoon, I think it's in the second Aliens, how many ops have you had? And he says, 7. And then he goes, 6 of them simulated. So he's only been to one actual battle. Or I don't think he'd even been to battle. They were simulated. And she's going, we're going to go face the worst, you know, foe we've ever faced. And you've never really been to battle. So I would ask you, do you want to go to battle with somebody who's just barely, you know, who's just getting out of school? It would be like having an attorney who just passed the bar versus someone who's been practicing for 20 years. You get what I'm saying? That's the way I look at this. Now, I get it. You know, DeSantis, and I'm just using him as an example. People go, well, he deserves his time and he's young and everybody's got to learn. No, everybody can't learn when it comes to life and death. In other words, if I'm going to go to prison for all, the rest of my life, or you know, I'm going to pick someone who knows how to fight, I want to know you know the judge. I want to know you know the system. I want to know you've had cases like mine, etc. I don't want a rookie. And that's essentially the choice we have here. So it's not a surprise to me that 96% of the people that took this Wimkin poll, I think it was, with the time I looked at it, 2,500 people had voted, and 96% said they'd support Trump even if he were behind bars. And this goes back to the comment Trump made years ago where he said, I could kill someone in the middle of Times Square, my supporters would still support me. And I remember thinking at the time, boy, this dude's pretty cocky about the people that like him. But you know what? I get it. I understand why people are going, I'm going to support this guy come hell or high water. How much of this nonsense about the Biden family do you have to watch? How much of this crooked nature of the FBI do you have to watch? How much of the crooked nature of the DOJ in general? How much of this, the crooked nature of the media and how these people all get together to support each other? Joe Rogan had a thing where he shows the media all saying the identical same thing from multiple media outlets. And I think he had Robert Kennedy Jr. or somebody on the show. And they're sitting there blown. No. It was the comedian that's on America's Got Talent. I can see his face, but he's bald now. Howie Mandel. Anyway, and they're blown away. The media is not. These are people making their talking points themselves and saying, let me give you media. This is a media conglomerate that says, here's what we are to say today. And they prove every single day that they're just talking heads. I have other stories about that I can tell you firsthand, too. Anyway, interesting poll from Wimkin.com. I hope you check it out. Wimkin.com. Kevin Jackson, we'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This week, Republicans on the House Oversight Committee entered a new phase in their investigation into what they call the Biden crime family. On Wednesday, a pair of IRS whistleblowers testified, claiming that the Justice Department intentionally delayed bringing charges against Hunter Biden. Last month, NBC News reported that Hunter Biden struck an agreement to plead guilty to two federal misdemeanor counts of failing to pay his taxes. He also faces a separate felony gun possession charge, which will likely be dismissed if he meets certain conditions. Now, when this all came up, Republicans called it a sweetheart deal and claimed that the Biden administration used its influence to sway the investigation. The White House said it had no role in decision making regarding the case and that Joe Biden has no ties to his son's business operations. During the week's hearing, one of the IRS whistleblowers said he witnessed the U.S. attorney David Weiss, who oversaw the Hunter Biden case, tell a room of senior FBI and IRS investigators in October that he was, quote, not the deciding person on whether charges are filed. Weiss disputes these allegations, and a little background here. Weiss was tapped by Donald Trump 5 years ago to investigate Hunter Biden's business dealings. When Joe Biden took office in 2021, he did what presidents typically do. He asked for resignations of all Trump-appointed United States attorneys. except for David Weiss, so that David Weiss could continue to investigate his own son. Now, if you thought a hearing with two IRS whistleblowers was going to be tame, you'd be wrong. That hearing quickly devolved when the Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene displayed explicit photographs of Hunter Biden to the committee. This is the reality of the Republican investigation into the so-called Biden crime family. It's seemingly riddled with stunts and conspiracies.
Stunts and conspiracies is what Velshi from MSNBC, that's who that was, claims it. This is all about stunts and conspiracies, misdemeanor, failure to pay your taxes. Now, here's what I've learned about this subject and since investigating it. I've never had that kind of a tax problem. The one time I did go to the IRS when they said I owed them money, I told the IRS agent, I said, you're going to, when this audit is done, I said, you're going to owe me money. And she says, well, Mr. Jackson, that would be the first time in my 13-year career that that's happened. And when we finished, she said, we owe you $3,482. And I said, I told you you would. That was the first and only time that I've been officially audited. And I knew I overpay. And I don't claim everything. I've left tens of thousands of dollars in the IRS. I have a letter right here that says I have over $7,000 they owe me for one tax year. But they go, oh, the statute of limitations ran out. I know when I filed it, they owe me $7,000, but they didn't pay it. And that's how the government works. You owe them, there is no statute of limitations. They owe you, you got a certain amount of time to file it. And that's it. Now, why is that the case? There's no logical reason for that. But they do it. But anyway, getting back to the Bidens. So a misdemeanor tax case or failure to file can be elevated, if you will, to a felony. And according to the Department of Justice manual, those involve individuals who fail to file tax returns or pay a tax, but who also commit acts of evasion or obstruction. And in that case, the charges could be brought to felonies under Section 7201 and 7212, not that those numbers matter to you. But they said, because Hunter Biden paid the tax due and was cooperating with authorities. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Hunter Biden is not cooperating with authorities. What? Okay, so you let him off the hook for those 2 years. What about when we find out in a third year that he hid money that he got from some Russian oligarch or some Ukrainian oligarch? What happens then? If we're done with this one, then is that it? Or do we go, well, you know, he's kind of caught. I mean, there's no, look, at the end of the day, if we can't get this guy on tax evasion, because that's what they're doing, we're toast. Forget that somebody gave Hunter the money, loaned him the money to pay these taxes. And people do this all the time. They say, I'm going to make you a loan, and you don't have to pay me back. Or pay me back a dollar a year, or whatever you can. Whatever the terms of the loan are, you can do that. It's your money. You can make a loan to somebody. So I don't care if Hunter got money from his Hollywood dude that covered his $2 million tax bill or whatever. Par for the course. If you can swing that, congratulations. But there are other aspects of this that I do care about. Because I know, and I think you know, that it's more than just those two tax years. It's a lot of years. And it's even continued. And I think we can tie this all the way through the family. But I just want you to understand there are people that are going, oh, this is completely legit. He should get away with it. And here's what's happening to him. Failure to pay estimated tax or your tax. Failure to file a return. Failure to keep records, and failure to supply information. And these are for his 2017-2018 taxes. Now, according to the tax documents, the tax liability was related to combined income, and we talked about this in another show, but I just want to rehash it for a different reason. $3 million for 2 years, $1.5 million per year. And in 2021, Hunter Biden claimed that he paid the IRS what he owed, but paying the liability after the due date, in this case, April 17 of 2018 for the 2017 tax year, and April 15 of 2009 for the 2019 for the 2018 tax year, doesn't mean a crime was not committed. He could still, those could still be considered crimes. It, particularly, as I said, if it looked like he was trying to get away with it. And that is exactly what he was doing. He was trying to get away with it. So right now, they're saying that they're going to, I think the smart move is for us is you got to freeze that. We have to know more about those years. You can't give him immunity until we know exactly what's happened. But what I'll tell you is we don't have to worry because it's not just going to be the 2017 and 2018 tax years. This is why Hunter's team settled with his ex-baby mama and put a gag order on her to say, I don't know why this woman went for it other than threat of death, because they reduced the amount of child support she's getting and they put a gag order on her so she can't talk about it. But the reason why she was volatile is if they let that case go to court, Hunter would have to explain where all his money comes from and why he's asking for this reduction, and then it would have been full exposure to his where his crooked money comes from. I think it's interesting. This is not going to go away for them. And I think if we can get them to not allow this misdemeanor plea, we've got the Bidens by the yang. Because what Comer and the rest of this team is about to find out, I think, will be explosive. So a little bit more about the taxes and the cover that the media has given for the Biden family. Stunts and conspiracy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A dangerous heat wave continues to blanket much of the southern U.S., affecting more than 40 million Americans across more than a dozen states. The National Weather Service has issued heat alerts with heat index values in the 100s expected from Texas to Florida. The White House says it's unfortunate a vote on judicial overhaul plans took place in Israel with the slimmest possible majority. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyk says the country hasn't seen a divide between sides like this before.
And I doubt that the sides both dug in now and the opposition even more determined to stop the next step in the legislation, that it'll be possible to reach a compromise.
The plan removes the court system's ability to strike down unreasonable government decisions. Another interest rate hike is on the horizon. The Federal Reserve will meet Tuesday and Wednesday with a rate decision coming after the second day. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's interesting to me how the media handles the Biden's tax situation versus that of Donald Trump. Hunter Biden is a proven tax evader. And Velshi of MSNBC, we played it in the previous segment, called the IRS whistleblowers being brought to Congress to explain how they triggered an IRS investigation in the Criminal Investigation Division of the IRS, how that was triggered. And these two very, very credible witnesses were called stunts and conspiracy. Stunts and conspiracies. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Anytime you want to look into what the Democrats do, it's a stunt or it's a conspiracy. It's a right-wing attack, a right-wing conspiracy. They have some terminology to let you know that what you're doing to find out the dirt that they know you're doing, that you obviously know that they're doing, I should say, is a stunt or a conspiracy. It isn't you just wanting to get to the truth, because who wants to do that? There's got to be something in it for you conservatives. What do you want out of this? Let me ask you, what do you want? Did you target Hunter Biden? Did you wake up one day and say, boy, I tell you what, I hope that Hunter Biden evaded his taxes. I hope that he's found to be guilty of something. I didn't have two thoughts of Hunter Biden until I understood what he did. Until his daddy came on in a public forum, said, if you prosecute my son, I'll pull this $1 billion from you, and you better fire the guy, Shokin, in Ukraine, who's trying to prosecute my son and prove that we are on the take. That's when it triggered for me. I don't know about you. I didn't know anything else. All the rest of this stuff is a revelation to me. It involves Romania. It involves Russian oligarchs. It involves CEFC and the Chinese. You're kidding me. The president's son, the fake president's son, the crackhead's son, is in business with the Chinese to do what? To upend the energy segment in America. Now you got my attention. And then we find out they're getting millions and millions of dollars under the table because it doesn't correlate with their tax returns. So, without question, the people who raise our taxes are always talking to us about giving more, are doing everything they can to not give it. And see, I call that hypocrisy. Rife with irony. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-9222. 8255. This is what bothers me. Exactly what I just described. When they wanted Trump's taxes, that was okay. Even though they requested taxes that had nothing to do with what normal presidents give. Trump had no obligation to show his taxes for the years that the Democrats demanded. But what did they do? They looked and looked and looked. And what did they find? Absolutely nothing. There are no foreign entanglements or anything that's going to jeopardize the Trump family or jeopardize America and hold us hostage. Yet, we can clearly see the path of the Bidens. We have a sitting fake president and his son embroiled in tax controversies and pay-for-play schemes, and the left says, nothing to see here. Hunter Biden and his crime family's activities triggered the IRS Criminal Investigative Division, and if you'd taken their name off of it, nothing would be different. Shapley and Ziegler would have still done the same thing without knowing the names, and the only difference that would have happened is the signatures to do a full investigation of those people would have happened. The Republicans call meetings that thankfully we have the House, because if we didn't have the House, we aren't talking about this right now. They produce two of the most credible witnesses that I've seen sit in front of a committee who provided irrefutable, I want to repeat that word, irrefutable testimony, connecting all the dots, not some of the dots, all the dots, and daring the Democrats to say, come check us out. And yet, the media and other leftists continue to provide cover for the Bidens. They did nothing wrong, they did nothing wrong, they did nothing wrong. They stick to that lie. And they know Joe Biden's not going to make it. They know he's not going to have the mental capacity. He didn't have it two-plus years ago. He doesn't have it now. These people are giving this guy, Hunter Biden and his daddy and that entire family, cover. Explain to me what you think would be happening if there were 10 Trumps that got money from foreign sources. Down to the grandbabies. What do you think the media would be saying? You already know the answer. The New York Post wrote this late June. IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley scoffed at the notion of Biden's son paid off his overdue taxes totaling $580,000 in 2017 and $620,000 in 2018, saying Hollywood attorney Kevin Morris actually did it for him. And as I said earlier, if Hunter's got friends that will make him loans to pay off his taxes because they've got the money, and they say, here, Hunter, I'll give you $1.2 million, whatever the amount was I just gave you, and you can pay me off $1 a day for the rest of your life until there's a balloon payment on the day you die. If that's the deal they want to do, fine. That's just the way it is. People give money to friends. And I realize it's technically income, but I'll tell you this. I don't care. If you've been taxed on your money, and then you decide, Kevin, which I'll tell you, there are people who've given me money. Albert gave me a loan, a substantial one, that he says, pay me back when you can. Or maybe you can't. Those things happen. Because friends of yours go, I see you're struggling. And the money's already been taxed. So if somebody goes, hey, Kevin, here, how many people have bought you dinner? Is that a tax cheat? How many people I'll pick this up. You're on vacation. You get a T-shirt. I'll pay for it. Whatever. Have you done it for somebody else? Has they done it for you? How much of that? Let me tell you. Uncle Sugar wants it, but he can't get it. So I don't care if somebody paid off Biden's deal. But anyway, Shapley said to say he paid it as a misnomer, right? Because it was an individual, Kevin Morris, that met at a campaign finance event, and then he immediately started giving Hunter money to pay off his debts and to pay off living expenses. Now, if you go too far, you get a little bit. Now you're getting into what's the catch? See, if you want to decide, if you say, one of your friends says, hey, I can't pay my bills. and you say, I'll pay them for you. I had one of my good friends, Dale and Lori. Tell you right now, years ago, Melissa and I were practically bankrupt. And I called Dale and said, hey, we need to borrow some money. He and Lori called me back and said, you got it. Send it to us. We didn't lose our house. Ended up, you know, selling the house, making money. Gave Dale and Lori their money back a couple years later, and all is good. But let me tell you, we needed them. But I'll tell you this, they didn't keep doing it. Dale's pretty cheap. To get the loan was good. He ain't going to pay my bills. We love him like a brother, but he's like, hey, we're going to do an intervention on you, Kev. And I wouldn't blame him. But so there's a certain amount of that you can expect from friends, and then it becomes a what's in it for you. Now say I was city councilman and Dale had a business and he wanted some special zoning or whatever and he was paying my bills. Now I want to know what's going on. But if Hunter's got a buddy, even though this is a suspect buddy, how long has this guy known him? But fine, maybe they became best friends for life in one day. I'm not here to worry about that. But is there payola? And in the other instances with Hunter Biden, there is payola. The money that he says was given to Hunter Biden showed up on his tax returns as a loan to him. So when you have a person you meet at a campaign finance event, then all of a sudden he gives you millions of dollars and now it's a loan to you. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that the subject paid those taxes. Again, Hunter Biden got the money from his buddy and it was called a loan. That is exactly how you should do it. It's a loan. It's a liability. If the guy wants the money back, fine. If he doesn't, fine. But what I will tell you is much of the rest of this is in no way squeaky clean. It ain't even partially clean. Shapley says, the relevance of the 2018 tax years, that doesn't even include the false business expenses that he claimed and the prosecutors refused to charge. So there's still outstanding tax. Now we get to the crux of it. Hunter Biden paying for prostitutes. Paying for his golf club, we have golf club membership, etc. All lies. It's time they get held accountable.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I think that Elon Musk's cooperation and or technical relationships with other countries is worthy of being looked at. Whether or not he is doing anything inappropriate, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that it's worth being looked at. But that's all I'll say. There's a lot of ways. All right.
That was Joe Biden offering a veiled threat to the richest man in the world, a guy who's done more to change the world for the better than maybe any single person in modern history. And Joe Biden says, well, we need to look at his technical relationships with other countries. Not because he's done anything wrong. We need to look at that. Now, I want you to understand, the guy who should be under investigation for his obvious relationships with other countries and the FBI and the Department of Justice are ignoring is saying, I want to go after another of America's billionaires. Why? Very simply, he doesn't like his political ideology. And then Biden says, that's all I'll say, is it needs to be looked at. It's worthy of being looked at. I don't think he's doing any crimes, but that doesn't matter because you know what we do? We create crimes. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You can barely hear a reporter says, how? And Joe Biden says, there's lots of ways. Kind of like what Chuck Schumer said. When the clandestine agencies want to get you, they can get you six ways to Sunday. So we're talking about special treatment here for Joe Biden and his family. But it's more than that. It's not just special treatment for the Bidens. This is special treatment for the entire Biden family. This is special treatment for all of leftism. This is special treatment for the Democrats. This is special treatment for the media, which falls under the category of leftists. Special treatment for the crooked DOJ, which falls under the category of leftists. Special treatment for government employees who keep their mouths shut. But you know who get penalized? People doing the right thing. Whistleblowers. The Trump family. Every time you bring up any type of business deal, look at Jared Kushner. These are people who were doing business before Donald Trump ever became president. They were in the business of making deals. And it's easy to see what kind of businesses they did. And the Democrats bring it up like, how dare they do business in foreign countries? Okay. You know what's called a global corporation, a global entity? It would be like saying we're going to charge every Fortune 500 CEO in America with espionage because they do business in foreign countries. Well, that's what business does. Business with other countries is what's been going on since the world made a ship. And somebody went, oh, we can get herbs from India, spices from India, and we'll give you our trinkets. Global trade. But the Democrats act like it's some big deal. But you know what they dismiss? They dismiss the idea of a family doing business that has no business. Tell me what the business is of the Bidens. Is it that brilliant crackhead brain of the son Hunter that he's sitting on your board? Are there not lawyers, practicing lawyers that don't have cocaine, you know, records that you can put on your board? That you can say, here's what you do. The only thing that the Bidens have to sell is access to their crooked father or crooked uncle or crooked grandpa, depending upon who's doing it, crooked brother. That's it. So that's the special treatment. Here's an article that says, yet another career Fed is cross-confirmed, yet another hideous allegation about the Justice Department's political interference in the Hunter Biden probe, and has already gotten a threatening note from the FBI's general counsel warning him about disclosing information to congressional probers. Now, this is Ziegler, of course, the second guy that came out with the story. Representative Comer revealed that a former FBI supervisory special agent assigned to the probe has confirmed the Secret Service and the Biden transition team got a tip-off that the feds were looking to talk to Hunter, backing up a claim from courageous IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley. The agents were even forbidden to ring Hunter's doorbell, instead being instructed to wait for him to contact them. Now, I don't know FBI protocol, but here's what I know. I bet you it's the only time they've done that. Called, tipped him off, said, the FBI wants to talk to you, but we backed them off. They will only talk to you if you contact them. So you do what you want, Hunter. The favoritism, folks, ultimately prevented the FBI from speaking to Hunter at all. Now, how exactly are investigators supposed to conduct a thorough and fair probe if they can't even talk to their main subject? How's that supposed to happen? Well, you and I both know it isn't going to happen. I think this is Shapley talking about executing a search warrant. And we may have played this before, but it's worth hearing again.
Several key points in this new interview between Brett Baer and Gary Shapley, that IRS supervisory special agent who also happens to be the whistleblower. He once again confirmed and insisted that David Weiss, the U.S. attorney in Delaware, Trump-appointed U.S. attorney in Delaware, said privately several times behind the scenes that he was not pulling the strings and he was not in charge. This directly contradicts what Attorney General Merrick Garland has said for more than a year, that David Weiss was in charge. Shapley said he was in a meeting last fall, and Weiss insisted he was not calling the shots. Watch.
I even had him repeat that because I knew how important that fact was, and I wanted to make sure I understood it.
You were there, and you remember it crystal clear in your mind.
Not only do I remember it crystal clear, but I documented it.
He documented it in an email that's part of an exhibit, another key revelation from Shapley. He recalled two search warrants supposed to be executed on properties connected to Hunter Biden. But as things progressed, he says prosecutors began to get cold feet.
Between April and June of 2020, we drafted an affidavit to execute a search warrant in a couple different locations. And the prosecutors at the time stated that probable cause had been achieved. But as we moved closer to the election, it just seemed like they kept putting it on the back burner, and they eventually didn't allow us to do that search warrant, even though the legal requirements to execute that search warrant were met.
Shapley told Brett he comes to the table apolitical, has no agenda, only spoke up because of this specific backtracking he saw from U.S. attorneys in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. He said of the plea deal, it's out of his control, he can't do anything about it.
So, a little more of the same there at the end of that, but you get it. So, the New York Post reported, this was July of 18th of this year, the FBI warned a supervisory agent who investigated Hunter Biden that he was expected to decline to respond to the House Oversight Committee questions about the ongoing case involving Hunter Biden. This was a letter posted in the New York Post where they show this. FBI General Counsel Jason Jones sent a letter just hours before the agent was set to testify. Even though a source tells the Post that the FBI knew of a scheduled Monday deposition for several days, the department expects that you will decline to respond to questions seeking non-public information likely covered by one or more of components of executive privilege or other significant confidentiality interests, and particularly information about deliberations or ongoing investigative activities in law enforcement matters. So, this is a law enforcement person from the FBI, and they're warning him, don't you go before Congress and testify. Unbelievable. Final thing we'll reference. This is from New York Post on the 21st. Federal investigators battled with each other over whether the follow-up on bombshell bribery allegations, including then-presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter, after allegations by a long-standing FBI agent were rediscovered in the spring of 2020. So they were internally fighting over this while we were told, we don't have anything. Remember when Ray and those guys denied having the 1023 form that the whistleblower and the FBI said, it exists. I know it exists because I've seen it and it was verified and vetted. These people will do anything to stop us, but they will keep their own crimes going incessantly. I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.